Sorry, I'm late, ladies. I lost track of time. Lost track of time doesn't necessarily mean I was fucking Linda. But in this case, yeah, I was fucking. Oh, please, you're just jealous. Look, I'm here now, so just deal me in and don't make a big deal out of it. Oh my god, I'm not gonna be late for the wedding! I was literally just getting my last errand done for it. Okay, before the fucking, I was getting shoes for the wedding, which led to the fucking. The shoes, not the wedding. Look, I was eager to tell you girls about what happened, but seems like Linda's in one of her moods, so I'll just have to leave it for another day. Come on, everyone knows you hate sex. Maybe you just hate Jerry. What? She basically says how much she hates her husband every Wednesday when we meet. Come on. Okay, do you want to hear this story or not? So, I was at the shoe store on Woodland Avenue. You know, the new one on the corner? I was looking for heels to go with the red dress that I'm wearing to the wedding. No, that's not true. You can wear red to a wedding. It's rude to wear white and show up the bride. Oh, Nellie, you are not wearing white, are you? Fuck, of course you are. Anything to piss off the bride on her big day. As I was saying, I went to the shoe store to... But, no, we're all at the same table. Becky confirmed it with me last night. Do you girls want to hear this or not? So the sexy young sales guy, Gabe, was asking me about my dress, and I showed him a pic of it. And he said that I'm going to look like a knockout in that. And of course he's right about that. Then he suggested wearing long leather boots instead of heels, which is wild because I was thinking of boots, but it's like September, so I don't know if it'll be hot or not. Yeah, sorry. So he's like the only one in the store, or at least it seemed like it. Just the two of us, and he brings out the boots and says he'll help me put them on. I tell him I'm fine, but he's already squatting down between my legs, and fuck, the bulge. Of course I fucking noticed. It's a cock, Linda. I'm gonna look at the bulge. Huh? Oh, fuck, Sandy. Young, like, just out of college young. I know, right? Anyway, so he slips off my sandals and starts sliding the boot up over my calf, and I can feel his fingers gliding along my skin as he zips them up. Then I stand to look at them in the full-length mirror. But it's hard to get a good idea of how they look with my dress, because I'm fucking wearing this big, long, flowing skirt today. So he stands behind me, and he's, like, big and tall, and I can fucking feel the heat of his body. And he reaches around me and starts bunching up my skirt in his fist, rising the hem higher and higher. As we're both watching each other in the mirror, he says, I've got a picture the length of my dress for the wedding with the boots. And he tells me to tell him to stop once the hem of my skirt that he's raising up is the same as that of my dress. And I'm like watching him in the mirror. And it's getting higher and higher and higher. I don't give a fuck about the boots at this point. I just want to see what he'll do if I don't say stop. Oh, yeah. And the fucker just kept going. All the way up until it was bunched at my waist and we're both looking at my fucking pussy in the mirror. Seriously, Linda, why would I need panties in this long skirt? And it's hot as fuck outside today. I just never understand how your mind works. Anyway, so he's staring at my pussy and moves in closer so I can fucking feel his hard cock against my ass. Then he keeps one hand on the bunched-up skirt and slides the other one down over my pussy as I watch him in the mirror. I'm serious. Then he starts sliding a finger down my slit. And just when he's about to start fingering me, his fucking boss comes out from the back room. No. Gabe dropped my skirt back into place. He didn't have a clue. Anyways, the boss is behind the counter by the cash, and I sit down, and Gabe starts talking to me about boots as he's running his hand up under my skirt and parting my legs open. Then he mumbles something about trying to talk about boots, and in the next instant, his fucking head is under my skirt, between my legs, and he's fucking eating me out. Oh, yeah. Oh, such a talented mouth on him. And I'm trying not to fucking moan or swear and to remember to talk about shoes. I'm like, I need the heels to be higher. Oh, fuck, higher. Higher. I'm serious. Now the boss is fucking clueless. Even when I kind of bucked really hard when Gabe nibbled on my clit and knocked a few pairs of shoes down from the display behind me. Oh, it's crazy. Oh, so hot. But fuck, before I could come, his boss started talking to Gabe again, so he had to get his head out from under my skirt and reply. God, my fucking pussy slick all over his face and his lips was so hot. I just wanted to climb on his young, hard cock right then. And luckily, his boss said he was going out to make the bank deposit, and as soon as he did, Gabe pulled me behind the cash counter. I knew he wanted to fuck, but I wanted to suck his cock so bad. So I squatted down behind the counter, still in the boots, which are super comfortable and soft, by the way. And I started sucking his big, uncut dick. You think I don't know I'm a slut, Linda? I'll say it again. You're jealous. Yeah, you are. Anyway, I guess he didn't want to come in my mouth. So he pulled me up, slapped a sign on the counter that said back in 10 minutes, and tugged me into the back room. I barely got a glimpse of the racks with boxes of shoes before he lifted me up onto a desk, and I put my heels up on his shoulders, and oh, he slid his big cock inside and started fucking me deep. It was slow for, like, the first few thrusts. Then we both got caught up in how wild this was. Strange as fucking, pretty much in public, since anyone could walk in the store, and he started literally banging me on the desk. He pawed at my tits, and I slid my heels around his waist, digging them into his ass, pulling him into my pussy even deeper on every thrust. Then we started tongue-kissing and swearing and panting, and fuck, I was so wet, I was dripping all over his cock. My tits were bouncing, and the desk was banging against the wall. Then we heard the front door open, and his boss was back. I thought Gabe would stop, but he just put his hand over my mouth and kept fucking me. Just as fast and frenzied, but not as deep, so that the desk didn't bang against the wall anymore. Just thrusting the tip of that big cock in and out, in and out. My nails were digging into his shoulders, and I guess he saw my eyes grow wide when I was about to come. I could feel that he was about to blow too, and possibly try to pull out. So I just locked my legs tighter behind him and let him pump his load deep inside me. Fuck. We pretty much came at the same time. It was so intense and so fucking wild. And he distracted his boss while I slipped out from the back. And of course, he gave me a great discount on the boots. Jesus, Linda, just say it. Yes. As a matter of fact, I do have his cum inside me right now. You want to see? God, you're such a prude. I don't even know how we're friends. Then again, you're married to Jerry. Maybe all you need is a young cock to electroshock your pussy back to life. I can lend you Gabe if you want. Of course I'm going to see him again. You don't just take one ride on a cock like that. Besides, I want to see how good he is at finishing the job with his tongue. What? I said I'd share. How about this weekend? He's going to be my plus one at the wedding. What, Megan? You really didn't think I was going to go alone, did you? Who goes to a wedding alone? I told you all last week that I'd find someone. So, what do you say, Linda? Want my sloppy seconds this weekend? Well, let's see if you change your mind once you get a look at Gabe's bulge. Fucking what a magnificent bulge it is.